USA News. I'm Richard Johnson.
The P3 detected noises. That's why they're up there. That's why they're doing what they're doing. That's why they put sonar buoys in the water.
Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick on reports of noise heard by sonar buoys in the hunt for that small sub carrying five people that's been missing in the North Atlantic since Sunday. As for going forward,
the intent will be to continue to search in those areas where the noise were detected, and if they're continuing to be detected, and then put additional ROVs down in the last known position where the search was originally taking place.
ROV meaning remotely operated vehicles, now hunting a surface the twice the size of Connecticut and at least 2 miles into the ocean near the wreckage of the Titanic. It's estimated the men on board of the sub have about 16 hours of oxygen. Frederick says this remains a search and rescue operation. A January 6th defendant who was convicted of tasing a D.C. police officer has been sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison. Daniel Rodriguez had pleaded guilty to several counts, including using a stun gun on Officer Michael Fanone. The special prosecutor who looked into the FBI's handling of its investigation of alleged ties between the Trump campaign and Russia says the FBI was negligent. John Dunham tells the House Oversight Committee he got that firsthand.
I have had any number of FBI agents who I've worked with over the years, some of whom are retired, some are still in place, who have come to me and apologized for the manner in which that investigation was undertaken.
The top Democrat on that panel, New York's Jerry Nadler, says Dunham never found what Republicans hoped he would find.
He cannot dispute a single conclusion in the Mueller report. He cannot prove a magnificent deep state conspiracy.
Attorney General Merrick Garland's defending the independence of another special prosecutor appointed during the Trump administration. Garland says he's kept his pledge to stay out of the Hunter Biden investigation and says he did not play a part in the plea deal announced yesterday. This is USA News.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this month with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 100 different wines, including Cabernet, Sparkling, Pinot Noir, and so much more. These savings are huge, and even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long, so visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Find what you love, love what you find, at the lowest price, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Happy summer solstice to all who celebrate. Well, it's not really a holiday. It's just the longest day of the year. 15 hours of daylight as compared to about 9 during the winter months. And the farther north you go, the more sunshine you get. The days will now get shorter, right up to the equinox in late September. J.P. Morgan Chase has been looking into the finances of disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein, and the bank says Epstein got a lot of help from the U.S. Virgin Islands, including more than $300 million in tax incentives.
The bank said in a Tuesday night court filing that the U.S. territory's government also waived sex offender monitoring requirements, shielding Epstein as he gave cash and gifts to top officials. J.P. Morgan said that's how Epstein paid off law enforcement agencies such as the Virgin Islands Police Department. The territory where Epstein owned two islands is accused, J.P. Morgan, of facilitating his sex crimes by providing banking services and enabling him to pay his victims. I'm Michael Kastner.
The NFL, which has deals with sports betting sites and casinos, still bans gambling by players and coaches. And in the wake of several player suspensions last season, the league's cracking down. All rookies will be required to attend gambling education classes to learn about what is and what is not allowed. Among the nots, sharing inside information, having someone else place bets on their behalf. Players are banned from even walking into a casino sports book, and they may not play daily sports fantasy games. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.